I think I'm in a difficult position here. Inequalities in China and India, I consider really the big obstacle. Because to bring the entire population into growth and prosperity is what will create a domestic market, what will avoid social instability, and which will make use of the entire capacity of the population. So social investments in health, education, and infrastructure and electricity is really what is needed in India and China. You know the climate. We have great international experts within India telling us that the climate is changing and actions has to be taken. Otherwise, China and India would be the countries most to suffer from climate change. And I consider India and China the best partners in the world in a good global climate policy. But they ain't going to pay for what others who have more money have largely created. And I can agree on that. But what I'm really worried about is war. Will the former rich countries really accept a completely changed world economy and a shift of power away from where it has been the last 50 to 100 to 150 years back to Asia? And will Asia be able to handle that new position of being in charge of being the most mighty and governors of the world? So always avoid war, because that always pushes human beings backward. Now, if this inequalities, climate, and war can be avoided, get ready for a world in equity, because this is what seems to be happening. And that vision that I got as a young student, 1972, that Indians can be much better than Swedes, is just about to happen. And it will happen precisely the year 2048, in the later part of the summer, in July, more precisely, the 27th of July. The 27th of July, 2048, is my 100th birthday. And I expect to speak in the first session of the 39th TED India. Get your bookings in time. Thank you very much.